The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
You can have a Skittle, a Mento, or a sweet tart. It ain't no riddle, you don't need an ID card. It's not illegal, it might give you some cavities. It's kinda little, I'll take a handful if you please. Yo, everyone loves them, from animatronics from outer space. Can't get enough of them, I'll empty a bag right into my face. You get them at movies, get them in the combo meal to save. There's a represent a rainbow, might melt in your hand if you dare to wait. It comes in a cup, or chocolate bar varieties. Comes in three colors, the three you see in autumn leaves. They're kinda spooky, synonymous with Halloween. They are the dookie, you'll find a sack inside the freeze. Pieces at the movies, Reese's Pieces, slumber party. Woolly Reese's in the treehouse, woolly Reese's on safari. Candy coated, and you know it, peanut butter. It's a wonder, Reese's Pieces got me wheezing. Free me from the spell. In the year of 1893, a man named Milton, a disaster out of Lancaster, P. Inspired by the Germans and the chocolate making machinery, he invented milk chocolate, or fell from the Swiss, that's history. So Milton lit a factory in a town in a park in a school for orphans. Made bars and kids and chips real cheap so poor peas could afford them. What a great depression, 1920, not funny, no money in a pocket, except Pennsylvania, where Milton kept on breaking out chocolate. There would be a good bar in the middle of World War, and Milton did his part. Made anti-aircraft guns and sent the soldiers chocolate bars. Meanwhile, shipping, was secretly dipping peanut butter in his Pennsylvania basement. It was so exciting, he's lightning thunder. Name's Harry Burnett, you can bet my ass gonna go to Harvard. Behold the penny cup, could have done it without George Washington Carver. I was living a high life, champagne limousine, it was a trip. Then I died of a heart attack, off a knot I was bought in 56. Now please fast forward to the 70s, scientists discovered Peduche. Peanut butter too oily, the pieces takes their part in a food chain. Now the name is commonplace, it's the latest interview with a lady named Witherspoon. Don't eat a whole bag, kid, cause mama be mad and dad said gonna sue. Pieces at the movies, Reese's Pieces, slumber party, Woolly Reese's in the treehouse, Woolly Reese's on the party. Candy coated, and you know it, peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing, free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces at the movies, Woolly Reese's, slumber party, Woolly Reese's in the treehouse, Woolly Reese's on the party. Candy coated, and you know it, peanut butter, it's the wonder. Reese's Pieces got me wheezing, free me from the spell I'm under. Reese's Pieces.
Hey y'all, it's me, your boy Z, and this is Radio Free Hipster episode 81. As you are listening to this, it is Halloween, or damn close to it. Honestly, it feels a little peculiar, disingenuous even, to be celebrating this delightful season of fun-filled constructive evil when there is so much real, tangible, destructive evil at play in the world, but we do what we must to keep ourselves amused, to keep our idle spirits occupied, and I guess that's what this show is. And at the top of it, you heard MC Chris with Reese from MC Chris is Dead. MC is celebrating the 10th anniversary of that album with a tour featuring Dualcore and Lex the Lexicon Artist, and if you have a chance to catch it, I highly, highly recommend that you do. And since we started things off with a treat, here is an old trick from DJ Cheeky Boy.
I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with grave diggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was seen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. I broke verses surrounding me with evils and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in the Islam.
on the temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element to our thoughts. First I'll assassinate them, and then I cremate them. And take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate them. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Fuck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
November, day 10, overwhelmed by the wicked inspiration of an evil gen. As a lie, my ideas has born for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I fought a torture, brutal murder of my father, so my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having real terror nightmares of being soaked in wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got jackaled with handcuffs and shackled and restrained in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks, and so my eyelids opened so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's where the minister cleansed my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and held my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my face, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
Calm down, people. Please calm down. Let us please proceed with the defendant's explanation.
Ah! Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner, then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more. I give you some more and watch your claw. Guts hit the floor. Worms exit your pores. I trick you. Pop, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts and bust out your skin. Your scream. Fortress of inflictable pain. You can't stand. You're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mentor says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of brave niggas.
Guilty.
He was a genius who never left his home. Had a lab where he fused metal with flesh and bone. So he claimed, although nobody believed him. Mean for no reason, and some even beat him.
A laughing stock.
Yeah, but he would have the last laugh.
Locked himself up and became his own lab rat.
Mapped out his kill plan to lash out and kill men, women, and children.
As the villain, Dr. Drill Hands.
Town fair, it's happening in town square.
He's well aware
that everyone is down there. Crowds cheer
and carnival sounds blare.
Your bodies hit the ground now, everybody sounds scared.
Blood splatter balloons float to the clouds.
As shadows of doom
explode through the crowd.
Little do they know,
the dock blocked the exits.
Manic as the drill spins
and another head splits.
Full scale panic
and crowds you can't manage.
Stampeding for the exit,
bloody and bandage yelling.
Hell police
running hot, go seek.
He's turning ordinary people into sideshow freaks.
But I'm no Bo Peep
and don't need Popo either.
Grab the kerosene can
from the fire breather.
Slipping in the blood and sickness,
I lit this
Molotov cocktail,
lopped it with a quickness.
Direct hit, chest and solar plexus.
Flames leapt up and spread like it's infectious.
Kiss of death
and melted flesh.
Crisp metal all enveloped,
it's the smell of success.
But to my dismay, he emerged unfazed.
Hell bent and unscathed
from the raging blaze.
Still bringing the pain,
leaving corpses maimed.
Filling the morgue in the morning with the morbid remains.
Yeah,
what's the time now?
It's time to find out.
Double feature,
welcome to the grindhouse.
Couple creatures with intent to kill.
Dr. Drill Hands,
intent to kill.
What's the time now?
It's time to find out.
Double feature,
welcome to the grindhouse.
Couple creatures with intent to kill.
Dr. Drill Hands,
intent to kill.
And now, intermission. Refreshment time.
What's the matter, man? For heaven's sakes, what is it?
He went for a little walk. You should have seen his face.
That set started off with Cheeky Boys, Something Spooky, from the classic monster mashup Phantom of the Mashupera. And it was followed by Dr. Drillhands from Swamp Thing's 2012 Grindhouse EP. After that, you heard Bats in a Box from Diggy Diss, and we wrapped it up with the thrashtastic Mummy Invasion by Irish metal legends Gamma Bomb. Okay, so the world is hot garbage. Of that, there can be no denying. But, hear me out. We've got candy and liquor and movies and music and video games. And, we have each other. And that ain't nothing.
We live. play her trail attempt. The ghost song is running faster. Crowd her dead, the last content. And keep on feeling safe from that tranquil memory.
You just heard the latest from Dream Reaper, a remix of that Halloween hallmark, I'm Your Boogeyman. And before all that electronic majesty, we got a little bit steampunk with the Aeronauts. That track was The Ghost Song from 2012's Burlesque and Balloons. And that set started off with You Fool, Warren is Dead by the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Now, the guys are trying to make an animated video for that track, but they need your help. Info can be found at the Thicket site, which I have handily linked in the show notes. So go take a look. And that about does it for me, folks. I'll leave you with one more song. It is a brand new one from Megathruster called Too Old to Trick or Treat, Too Young to Die. So give it a listen as you prep for your night of costumed merriment. Whatever you do and wherever you go, please stay safe and be nice. Be extra nice. And if you'd care to share your All Hallows exploits with me, you can do so via the power and glory of this here internet. I can be found at geekdad.com and at hipsterplease.com. Your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and full-size candy bars.
Check my haul. Got my candy spread out from wall to wall. Those who have mocked me, they won't have the last word. I'll be sleeping soundly on a belly full of Snickers and Nerds. Too old to trick or treat, too young to die. Trick or treat, too young to die. And I'm knocking at your door. That's me knocking at your door. You think you've got enough candy? Well, you're wrong. You better buy more.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.